Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Noah Part 8 and is called Exiting the Ark. It comes from Genesis chapter 8, verses 15 through 19. Today's episode is made possible, really made possible. You all know the events that happened a few weeks ago, so I'm not just saying this. Your support matters. There are many we want to thank. For today, we'll start with the following families. Thank you, Lauren H. Thanks to Lavinia and her family who provided something incredible before we even put our ask out. God's timing is amazing, you guys. Thank you to Santiago, Darian, Autumn, Casey, Richard, Krista, Evelyn M., Vanessa. Thank you, Sharon. Thanks, Sandra, who says her 5 and 7-year-old enjoy listening. Thank you for your support, Brioni. Julianne, who said that they're loving the newest series. Becca, Jane, Kristen, Blair, Valerie, April, Calvin, Alice, Haley, Aaliyah, and Jameson C. It really does take a community to keep this going, and we have been so blessed by our listeners. Josh and I continue to try our best at stewarding this well, and I want you to know that your generosity is what has kept this podcast going so that children all over the world can hear the Bible in this way for free. I hope you're enjoying the bonus content, and if your child would like to share the coloring page that they've completed, just send it to my Instagram, @KidsBibleStories, and I'll share their art on our Instagram. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Now, to today's episode. We have been with Noah for a few weeks now. First, building the ark. Then watching as the floodwaters surrounded it, with Noah, his family, and the animals safely inside. They all rocked up and down as the ark floated upon the water, until God sent a wind. Then the water receded, and they find themselves sitting on top of what?
Mountain.
Bingo. And listeners, was all of this quick? Did it take just a few days?
No.
No, it was months. Well, now the day has finally come for us to take that first step back onto dry land. Let's do a quick review from our last episode. Last week, we explored the moments when Noah, his family, and the animals awaited the signal to leave the ark. Remember that? They sent out the raven and then the dove to search for dry ground. And what did the dove bring back that was a good sign?
An olive leaf.
Yes. Let's hear what happens next. We pick up our story here. Then God said to Noah,
"Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground. So they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it."
So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground, and all the birds, everything that moves on land, came out of the ark, one after another. Listeners, let's picture it. After almost a year on the ark, the time had finally come for Noah and his family to step onto dry, restored land. Can you imagine the mix of emotions they may have felt as they prepared to leave the safety of the ark? The last time we were with Noah, the dove had not returned after its third flight. It was then that Noah heard God speaking to him, a voice of reassurance and guidance. How do you think Noah felt hearing God's voice at that moment?
Thankful.
Thanks for sharing. I bet it felt like a wave of thanks and confidence washing over him, knowing that God had been with him every step of the way. And with this divine assurance, Noah, his family, and the animals began preparing for their exit. The scene on the ark must have been incredible. The animals becoming restless as they now sensed a change in the air. Noah, with a heart full of gratitude, gathered his family for a moment of reflection. Can you imagine what he might have said to them?
Family, gather round. I've heard the voice of God speaking to me. It's time. It's time for us to leave the ark.
Finally! Oh, Noah! Noah, what did God say? How do we know it's time?
God reassured me that the earth has dried up. We are free to leave the ark and begin anew. The time of waiting, it's over.
Dad, can we go now? I've been dreaming of this moment for so long.
What's it like out there, Dad? Is it all dry land now?
Oh, I miss feeling grass under my feet.
Well, we're about to find out, my son. God has been so faithful to us, guiding this ark through the flood, and now he's leading us out onto the restored land.
The ark became a hive of activity as Noah and his family readied the ship for departure. There must have been such excitement in the air as they checked each corner of the ark. They ensured that the animals were comfortable, safe, and ready to embark on the next phase of their journey. The pandas, lions, the horses, all of them eagerly awaiting the moment when they would feel the dirt, the earth, beneath their feet. Oh, to stretch their legs and run full speed, using the strong legs God had given them. I bet Shem, Ham, and Japheth eagerly moved through the ark, checking on each animal, ensuring that they had enough food for the first leg of their journey. And maybe Noah's wife, with a list in hand, oversaw the gathering of supplies, making sure they didn't forget anything important. Oh, don't forget to look for the bananas in that little nook up there, Shem. Those sneaky monkeys love hiding extra there. The family probably scurried about, checking every nook and cranny of the massive ark, ensuring that nothing was overlooked. As they gathered near the giant door of the ark, Noah could have surveyed his family, a sense of accomplishment and anticipation in his eyes.
This vessel has been our refuge, but now it's time to leave and embrace the land that God has restored for us. Let's ensure that we leave nothing behind.
The animals stomped their feet, snorted. Some paced back and forth, as if aware that a new chapter was about to begin. Shem, Ham, and Japheth led pairs of animals towards the exit, guiding them with care. each creature's own distinct sounds mingled together, creating a symphony. With supplies gathered and animals ready, the family stood united at the great door of the ark. Noah placed his hand on the massive wooden door that had shielded them from the floodwaters.
This door, it has kept us safe through the storm. Now it's time to open it and step onto the land. Are we all ready?
The family nodded in unison, their hearts pounding with excitement. As Noah slowly opened the door, a flood of sunlight and a gentle breeze that carried the scent of fresh earth swept in. As the door creaked open, the family and the animals stood at the threshold, gazing at the land beyond. It was a sight they hadn't seen in nearly a year. A landscape cleansed and renewed by the hand of God. The family and the animals cautiously stepped onto the solid ground. The animals, once confined to the ark, now roamed freely, expressing their joy with every step. Oh, what a delight to see plants, to feel dirt and leaves underfoot. I can picture the monkeys jumping in joy, finally swinging from trees again. Say out loud what you think one of the animals did.
I would pick a bunny. What I first think they would do would be hop off the ark and bounce around and kick their legs up in the air.
Thanks for sharing. I wonder what Noah's family did first. What might they have said?
We've witnessed God's faithfulness, and now we step into a new beginning. Let's cherish this moment and give thanks to God for his faithful protection.
And so, with hearts full of gratitude and awe, Noah's family and the animals stepped onto the dry, washed land, ready to embrace the promise of a new chapter in God's grand plan. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Can you imagine how Noah, his family, and the animals had become used to life on the ark? It had become their refuge, their home in the midst of the storm. Yet, as the time came to leave the ark, there might have been a mix of excitement and apprehension. That means worry or uneasy about something. Think about it. The ark, once a symbol of safety, had become their familiar place. The ark was what they knew, so in some ways, it was comfortable, even if there was a lot of hard things about living on it. Stepping off the ark meant leaving the security of their home for the uncertainty of the new, cleansed earth beyond. And just like Noah's family, sometimes we too face moments when we have to leave behind the familiar, something we know, for the unknown. It can be scary stepping into a new beginning, leaving the comfort of what we know for the uncertainty of what lies ahead. And Noah is not our only example. When you read your Bible, there are many people who experienced this. Think of Peter and Andrew. They were out fishing when Jesus told them,
"Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
They immediately left what they knew, fishing, to go follow Jesus, doing something completely different and new. Or Abraham. God told him to pack up what he could and go. Go to the land he would show him. Abraham wasn't given a map or written out plan in an email. Nope. Off he goes, leaving behind what he knew. But here's the beautiful truth. God's promises are always worth the step. Noah's family embraced the unknown, and as they set foot on the restored land, they discovered a world renewed by God's faithfulness. In your own life, have you ever had to step into something new? Leaving behind the familiar? It could be a new school, a new home, or even making new friends. Share out loud a time you experienced this. I'll wait. Thanks for sharing. It's natural to feel a mix of emotions, just like Noah and his family. This week, talk with your family about how that time felt, and ask your parents if they've ever felt that way before. So, listeners, as you navigate your own journey, remember this. Embracing new beginnings might be scary, but it also opens the door to God's incredible plans for your life. So trust in His faithfulness, just like Noah did, and step into the new chapter with courage and hope. Thank you for joining us today. We can't wait to talk to you next time as we finish our series on Noah. It's not too late to join hundreds of families who are enjoying the coloring pages, Bible study, memory verses, all the extra content for the episodes by going to kbspodcast.com and clicking bonus content. The link is also in today's show notes. When you enjoy it, you also keep this podcast alive and free for families to hear. We had over 3 million downloads in 2023. Let's keep sharing the Bible with families. Here's one family's feedback of why they listen.
My name is Whitney, and I am a parent. And I really like the Bible Kids podcast because it is very animated and engaging. My kids love it. They love the sound effects. They love the questions. And they are able to quietly sit and listen, yet their attention is captured, which is not typical, you know, when things don't have a video component. So I really appreciate the podcast. We've incorporated it into our evening routine. So it's just a major blessing to our family, and so happy we stumbled upon this podcast. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
I like the Bible Kids podcast because there was a part when it said, yes, no, it really sounded good. I like that God made Adam and Eve, and the part that I didn't like is when the snake tricked Adam and Eve. I like the Bible podcast because I don't like that Adam Eve just ate the apple. And I like that the kids were saying, and I like that the apple was saying, yes, no.
Thank you so much for sending that in. I'm happy to hear that you enjoy listening and that you like the sound effects. That is it for today's episode. Thanks again, and as always, bye for now.